Saint Teresa. A family that prays together. A family that stays together. God is good. And all the time, nyame, fa wo ho bono, na se wo ho antoa, no kafu Yesu Kristo. Maria Pajififi, Alabama. So my dear brothers, my dear sisters, on this Faith Sunday in Ordinary Time, our theme for reflection is, Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I want to believe that some of us were wondering why we sang that hymn. The hymn we sang is a summary of the three readings we have heard today. And this is what the Lord wants us to reflect on. In life, in our relationship with God, He always will extend a call to us. He will call out to us. And whenever the Lord calls out to us, He expects a response to that calling. And whenever we celebrate the liturgy, the Eucharist of our salvation, that is exactly what takes place. The Lord speaks to us in the readings for the day. He speaks His minds. He speaks to our minds. He calls out to us. Then, having called out to us, we who have heard Him speak will now have to respond to that invitation He throws at us. So today, the first three readings, the Lord extends His call to us, and He calls us to become prophets of our time. He calls us to become the conscience of society, that our encounter with Him will bring liberation not only to ourselves, but also to our world of fragile peace. Having heard the Lord speak to us, we sang this hymn, Here I am, Lord, I have come to do your will. Here I am, Lord, I am ready, send me, send me. The question we will want to ask ourselves is, how often have we heard the voice of the Lord in our lives? I believe strongly that in our everyday life, the Lord speaks to us. He speaks to us in Scripture. He speaks to us in the voices of our brothers and sisters whom we encounter every day of our lives. But the question is, are we able to identify the voice of the Lord in such situations? When we sit in church and the lecturer comes to proclaim God's word to us, do we see ourselves to be the recipients of that which is being proclaimed to us? When we sit in church and the word of God is being broken down into pieces to our level, do we see ourselves as recipients of that word of God? How often in our lives haven't we heard the voice of the Lord reaching out to us and we have cocked our ears? How often haven't we heard the voice of the Lord reaching out to us and we've cocked our ears? My dear brothers, my dear sisters in Christ, this invitation the Lord throws at us requires a response. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, he speaks about his own calling, what the Lord had called him to do, and that which the Lord did for him. It is so with you and me, who are also called by God. When the Lord calls us to become His prophets, to become the conscience of society, irrespective of our human weaknesses, the Lord refines us. He makes us better vessels to carry His word. So before the presence of the Lord, none of us is inadequate to become a vessel to be used by him to reach out to others. Oftentimes the Lord reaches out to us and we give excuses. Who am I that the Lord should look at me and ask me to become his prophet? Who am I? I am an insignificant figure before God, and I do not merit to be used by him. If you merited to be used by him, the Lord would not use you, because there is no use for you. But because you are an unworthy instrument, he calls out to you. And it is you he wants to use as his instrument to reach out to others. In our unworthiness, the Lord calls out to us. If the Lord indeed was looking out for people who were righteous, then he would have settled for angels and not you and me, sinful humanity. There is an amount of good in each and every one of us, for which reason the Lord calls us to become his prophets, to become his conscience in society. Have you heard the voice of the Lord call out to you? In our second reading, the prophet, the apostle Paul, will also give us an impression about his own calling. That his calling was not his own doing, but a greater being had called him and entrusted to him pastoral work, for which reason he invites all of us to listen to that which the Lord has placed on his lips. And one other beautiful thing Paul talks about is the fact that that which he brings to us is that which the Lord himself has gifted to him. How do we identify with this? Parents, teachers, people to whom have been entrusted the care of others, priests. How are we transmitting that which the Lord has given to us to those to whom it is meant for? How are you leading your children to an encounter with God? How are you leading your subordinates in your place of work to an experience with God? How are you leading your friends to an encounter with God? How am I leading the people of God entrusted into my hands to an encounter with God in the Holy Eucharist? That is what Paul draws our minds to. That to us has been given so much, but oftentimes we do not transmit that which the Lord has given to us to those who should hear it. Probably because we think we are unworthy. Probably because we are afraid to tell them the very truth, because we do not want to lose their friendship. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, when the Lord calls us to become his prophets, when he calls us to become the conscience of society, he gives us work. And it is that which we are supposed to transmit to those to whom we have been sent. How are we leading others to an encounter with God? Then in our gospel reading today, Jesus will talk about what he intends for all of us. A typical Peter, having encountered the Lord in a very special way and having been told that from henceforth, he no longer will go chasing after fish in the sea, but he will go catching men, drawing men closer to God. He will fall on his knees. It is a sign of unworthiness, a sign of humility before that great calling, that man who calls us. He expresses his unworthiness, that I am a sinful man, depart from me. Then the Lord will tell him, greater things will come. You will do more than you are doing now. That is the call the Lord extends to all of us. That when we come to him and we abandon ourselves unto him and we ask for his grace, his strength, whatever he calls us to, the mission he entrusts to us, he himself will go before us. He himself will prepare the way for us and things will be smooth. Again, our inadequacy is nothing before the Lord, because he knows and he sees the amount of good in us, for which reason he is calling us to ministry. How often to identify that voice that calls out to us, and are we able to respond to that calling? My dear brothers, my dear sisters, today the Lord is calling out to all of us. He's reaching out to all of us. He wants to use each and every one of us here as his instrument, as his vessel, to draw others to himself. He wants others to experience his love and his mercy. And he wants to use you. He wants to use me. How are we availing ourselves to be used as his instrument to draw others closer to God? The Lord today is reaching out to all of us. How prepared are we to identify his voice? And like Isaiah, Paul, and Simon Peter, also respond to the call to ministry. Today the Lord says that if we hear his voice, we should not harden our hearts. Amen.
Otumfo nyankopon etwen ya nadwen edisi ofre eho so opese wo eneme ya ayense ya ayemfata nanso enam na dum intino opese me ene wo yebeye ne ma na enam ye soma afoforo nso ebete nene emedodo na ewo ya na brabo mu no otumfo nyankopon eda ne ho edi ede chireyen nanso ya ni pe idie idru mre bebea ya kataya asu ya sheda pa eyese ye nte ni otumfo nyankopon e kano imredodo no ye hweye ho akase na medie eyeden na otumfo nyankopon epese onemi eye ijuma sesebio na akwa ode nasem ebeba ne ma enchen nyaba nyaba ma se wudi weni ebesi honam eso a enye sebio mesremeka untimi enye hwe emma irade na se anka yeyetine nefo a anaso tumfo nyankopon epe wona woye konkron atine nefo ene wona ye djuma ene anka onhwe me ene wo ifi se bone adokro ye yense na ye mfata nanso enam na dumbi nti enam odo a owo emma ye enam ni wahyehye ede afa ye ho se opese enam yeso ma nkwagye eba afoforo enkwa muntino oto ne nsa e de frɛ yen se yemra emeye ne juma emredodo ahe na ya tesa afriya yemua a yekɔso eye ade foforo ene ewo yensempa edikan ene ne toso mienu ene miensa no yebehu se ne nyina ekan bibi efa ofrɛ eho ne otumfo nyankopon ankasa ahyehye ede ama me ene wo se opese enam yeso ma enkwangye eba iwiase emfa ho wahonden emfa ho ne tibia uwo mu anane uwo mu ewo wiase otumfo nyankopon se wo ena ope se one wuye ijuma eno ntina enne no oto ne nsa e de afrel na emredodo no oto ne nsa e de freye ewo nsempa ni mu okasa e de chire yen ya adwen ene ya akoma se ne be ya ye bete na ase na se yeko wiase na se yekoka na ase ma yinim nyeye kan ene ye bese ye bisa ye ho se ana ya te sa ofre ana otumfo nyankopon e fre na de biada ofreye no me ene wa ye se ye ikristofo no ya te sa ene na ana na se ya te a eden ina ye ye o se ema ya bemu emu ema ye nsuro ono a wa freye ono opese ono ye ye ijuma no de biada ofreye no osiesie ye oma na dum ehye ye ma sine beya akwantu anana muntu ayetu ono ankasa ebedi yenim amane otanfo brunsam ahyehye no embemu menwa ba menwa ba ma ene utumfo nyankopon eto ne nsa e de afro if you say opese odiwo eye ne juma ene se yeti utumfo nyankopon ene a emaye mbubu nua enwu ya asum if you say ena me so ena enkwagye ebeba afoforo ho ono oye eja ono a odo ene adom ahye ne ma no onkoso a onhyia ye da ene ewiye amen.